Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today marks 1 year since the start of the conflict in Ukraine. More than 50 anti-government protesters were shot dead in Kiev on February 20th, 2014. The massacre triggered the collapse of Ukraine's pro-Russian government. Russia annexed Crimea. A passenger jetliner was shot down, and a separatist war started in the east. Riot police were blamed for the deaths, but they weren't the only ones shooting in Maidan Square in Kiev a year ago. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse witnessed the shootings and went back to investigate.
After 2 months of largely peaceful protest, the world watched in horror as police opened fire on unarmed demonstrators.
Well, she's just said that there are 6 dead people up there. Not just injured, dead. They say they've been hit by snipers.
More than 50 protesters were killed that day. By the end of the week, Ukraine's pro-Russian president had fled the country, sparking a confrontation that has brought the world to the brink of a new Cold War. Ukraine's new leaders have always maintained that the security forces loyal to the previous government bear full responsibility for the massacre. Our investigations suggest that is not the full picture.
This day of February the 20th began for me with a phone call from a police commander whom I had met a couple of days earlier.
That's Andrei Shevchenko, then an opposition politician and part of the protest movement known as Maidan. Early that morning, he'd received a call from the commander of the riot police unit on the square.
He calls me and he says, Andriy, someone is shooting at my guys. And he said that the shooting was from the conservatory. He said, second floor, it's firearms, and please do something about that, because it's getting really bad.
Just climbing up the stairs. It's dark here, but there's a rehearsal going on inside the main hall.
A year ago, the protesters had taken over the conservatory building and were using it as a dormitory and kitchen. But on the morning of the 20th, there were persistent reports of gunfire coming from there. And now, for the first time, one of those gunmen has spoken on tape. He was part of Maidan, he told me, and agreed to speak on condition that we disguise his identity. We will call him Sergei. His words are spoken by an actor.
It was the Maidan security people who gathered us and asked, if it comes to it, who here can shoot? And I said, I can shoot. So they said, OK, if there's no other way out, then you will do this work.
That was on the 19th. Early the following morning, as the first shots rang out over Maidan, Sergei says he was handed a gun and escorted into the conservatory building and up to the second floor balcony. Sergei says that when he got out here onto the balcony, he took up a position behind one of these pillars here, and he mentions being able to see a clock over there on the far side and the edge of the shopping centre, which was the part of the square that was controlled by the riot police.
I was shooting downwards at their feet. Of course I could have hit them in the arm or anywhere, but I didn't shoot to kill. I also shot upwards at the police who were on top of the Globus shopping centre. And that is why they retreated.
It was after police pulled back that the majority of the killings took place. Only 3 people have been arrested, all of them members of a single unit of the riot police. Some are clearly seen in video footage firing at protesters, but that still leaves many deaths unaccounted for. The 3 policemen who died that day, as well as at least a dozen protesters, some of whom were killed by unknown snipers. Andriy Shevchenko says that there's huge frustration that the official investigation hasn't got very far.
Many people believe that 1 year is more than enough to get a clear picture of what happened here in Maidan. Many courts are still as corrupt as they used to be under Yanukovych, but I believe it's a matter of political will.
Do you think that political will is there, though?
I don't feel that as of the moment.
In the absence of a credible investigation, conspiracy theories flourish. Ukraine's new leaders believe the shootings were a provocation staged by Moscow to justify their annexation of Crimea and spark a separatist movement in the east. Russians counter with accusations that Maidan was a CIA-inspired coup. As for Sergei, he says he was a simple protester who took up arms in self-defence.
I didn't want to shoot anyone or kill anyone, but that was the situation. I tell you, I'm not proud. I don't feel like some kind of hero. It's easy to shoot. Living afterwards, that's the hard thing. But you have to protect your country.
That report from the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse in Kiev.